He summoned the elders of Israel, its leaders, judges, and officers. They presented themselves before God. Then Joshua said to the entire people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago your ancestors lived on the other side of the Euphrates. They served other gods. Among them was Terah, the father of Abraham and Nahor. I took Abraham, your ancestor, from the other side of the Euphrates. I led him around through the whole land of Canaan. And I added to his descendants and gave him Isaac. So now, revere the Lord. Serve him honestly and faithfully. Put aside gods that your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if it seems wrong in your opinion to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Choose the gods whom your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates and the gods of the Amorites in whose land you live. But my family and I will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "God forbid that we ever leave the Lord to serve other gods. The Lord is our God. He is the one who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. He has done these mighty signs in our sight. He has protected us the whole way we've gone and in all nations through which we passed. The Lord has driven out all the nations before us, including the Amorites, who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God." Then Joshua said to the people, "You can't serve the Lord because he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He won't forgive you and your rebellion and your sins. If you leave the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn around and do harm and finish you off, in spite of having done good, your good in the past." Then the people said to Joshua, "No, the people is the one we will serve. The Lord is the one we will serve." So Joshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen to serve the Lord." They said, "We are witnesses. So now put aside the foreign gods that are among you. Focus your hearts on the Lord, the God of Israel." The people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God and will obey him." On that day, Joshua made a covenant for the people and established just rule for them at Shechem. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God.
So the scripture passage that Marty just read for us a moment ago speaks to me for a whole lot of different reasons. The first reason that it's important to me and speaks to me is because every morning that I get up and I walk down the stairs and I go and let the dog out and get a cup of coffee, right there at the front door as you walk in on the right is Joshua 24 verse 15 written on the wall in beautiful black writing. And it's somewhat of a paraphrase, but it says this. It says, "Choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." And it reminds me of that truth. It reminds me that every time I walk down those stairs and I walk down that hallway and I look at those words, it reminds me that every day I have to make a choice. Every day I make a choice to serve the Lord, my God. And I've come to realize that it really is a daily choice. It's not a choice that you make once and it's all over with, but it's a choice you make day after day, hour after hour, even minute after minute. Because upon my reading of the Bible, and particularly in the Old Testament, and looking at the people of Israel, the people of Israel are people who are prone to stray. I think Joshua in here was starting to scratch his head a little bit, realize that I know that this is a little bit of an anachronism. He wanted to have a come to Jesus meeting with all of the Israelites to tell them, look, you guys have strayed from the path and you need to be brought back into the fold. Because I think it is awful easy for us to stray at times. I think it's most especially easy to stray when life is going well, when we're complacent, when we're comfortable, when everything is going, we think, as planned. And I think it was especially easy for the people of Israel to stray when their leaders were straying, when leaders were off worshiping other gods or creating idols or doing all the bad things that those leaders in Israel had done at different times. It also made the people go astray. And so I think the people of Israel are not so much like unlike us, that we're prone to stray. We're prone to wander. And it makes me think about those words from Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, the third verse most especially, that says, O to grace, how great a debtor, daily I am constrained to be, let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Those words are special to me because I think that they speak of honesty of the writer. Realizing that we are at times prone to wander. We're prone to stray. So we need to call out to God from time to time and say, take my heart, oh God, protect me. Seal my heart to you. Renew that commitment that I have to you once again. It's so important for us to do, as I mentioned, because it's easy to go astray. And so I think about my own life, and I think confession is good for the soul. And so a couple of weeks ago was Halloween, and Lily went all around Bridgeville collecting candy, and it was all amassed in a great big bowl. And I must confess that I've probably eaten more of that Halloween candy than Lily has. Ugh. I'm coming clean right now. Oh my goodness. But it's not been good for my diet. And you know, you'll go from time to time over there and eat maybe one piece, maybe two pieces, when you're really bad, three pieces. Because there's so many good things in there. There's Reese's Cups and Snickers bars and all that good stuff. But I've come to realize that it becomes a habit. I'll go over there out of habit. I'll eat my dinner and say, you know what, I need something sweet because I've just had my dinner. You guys ever do that? Need something sweet, and so I go in there, and I realize that it's become a habit for me. And I think that straying, if we're not careful, becomes a habit. Something that we do because we keep doing it over and over again. I think that's what happens to our prayer life. I think that's what can happen if we don't faithfully attend worship. It's the things that can happen if we aren't faithfully studying God's word, that our straying becomes a habit. Something that we do over and over again. But we come to realize that we need to renew the covenant. That we need to make a connection to our Lord. To decide, really, where our allegiances lie. And so Joshua was doing just that. He gathered all of the people of Israel. And it says in verse 1 this, Then Joshua assembled all the tribes of Israel at Shechem. He summoned the elders, the leaders, the judges, and the officials of Israel when they presented themselves before God. To me, this was a who's who of the people of Israel. All the important mucky mucks were there, and they were ready to renew the covenant. And so Joshua tells them what God has done in times past. He says, Long ago, your ancestors, including Terah, the father of Abraham, and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates River and worshipped other gods. But I took your father Abraham from the land beyond the Euphrates and led him through Canaan and gave him many descendants. And so verses 3 through 14 are what go on to recite everything that the Lord had done for them up until that point. Joshua had reminded them, these are the things that God has done for you. And so now it's time for you to remember and to renew the covenant. And so verse 14, Joshua gives them the expectations. This reads much like a contract. Verse 14 says, Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates and in Egypt, and now serve the Lord. So he's telling them now it's time to put up or it's time to shut up. It's time for them to truly throw away their worship of other gods. You know, in contemporary terms, we don't think about worshiping other gods, but there are things that we worship in the same way as gods. Whether it be success, whether it be money, whether it be complacency and comfort and fear, and laziness, maybe even ourselves. There are a lot of things that we can worship aside from our God. And so then Joshua lays down the law. He gives them that opportunity. This is your choice. Verse 15, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. You see, the people of Israel needed to have a choice. They needed to be able to say yes or no, because yes means nothing if no isn't a choice. And so it was out of their own free will, out of their own volition, that the people of Israel answered, and they said this. They were very emphatic, very emphatic. They said, far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods, for it was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our parents up out of Egypt from the land of slavery. He performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us in our entire journey and among all the nations through which we have traveled. And the Lord drove us out before all the nations, including the Amorites who lived in our land. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God. And I think in my mind, after the Israelites said this, Joshua was rolling his eyes. And here's the reason why. Because the Israelites had strayed over and over and over and over again. And so I think Joshua was reminded of that adage that said the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. But Joshua wants to remind them of this, and he says, you are not able to serve the Lord. He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellion and your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, he will turn and bring disaster on you and make an end of you after he has been good to you. So Joshua reminds them of the past, the mistakes they have made, and he's really saying to them, I think, Israel, are you sure? Are you really ready to serve the Lord? Verse 21 says, no, we will serve the Lord. And so Joshua says to them, he reminds them, he says, you are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen to serve the Lord. And then they say again, yes, we are witnesses. And so Joshua gives them three opportunities to back out, and they don't do it. They say, yes, yes, yes. They're ready to serve the Lord. And so Joshua says, now it's time. Throw away the foreign gods that are among you and yield your hearts to the Lord, our God of Israel. And so Joshua made a covenant for the people, and there at Shechem he reaffirmed for them their decrees and their laws. And the people chose on that day to follow the Lord. So I think about the importance of that choice now more than ever, that we as the church must decide together that we are willing to follow Jesus. Because I think about the tragedies that have happened so recently in our world. A month and a half ago, the mass shooting in Las Vegas, and now the mass shooting that has happened just last week in a house of worship where men, women, and children were brutally slain. And I think about that and I grieve. I mourn. And I firmly believe in my heart that God doesn't make things happen like this to wake us up. God doesn't have something like this happen because it's some divine plan or something like that. I don't think that's how our loving God works. What I believe is that human beings have free choice and there is evil in this world. And this man chose to act on evil. But what I do believe is that our God is with us. What I do believe is that God can bring us together and bring good out of us through tragedy. And so when I look at these tragedies, I come to realize that the world needs the church now more than ever. The world needs us more than ever to stand up for Jesus, that we would be a source of healing and reconciliation for the world, that we would be a beacon of prayer, a beacon of hope, a beacon of love, a beacon of restoration, that we have to keep the doors open. We have to keep inviting people in. We need to share the gospel in a world that needs it now more than ever. We must choose together to be the church in Bridgeville and for our nation and for our world, because it's easy to run away in fear. It's easy to let terror and evil win the day. It's easy to run away. But the world needs us now more than ever. We have to shine the light of Jesus for all the world to see. And so, church, it's my hope and prayer that all of you will decide to follow Jesus today. That when you've put your feet on the ground, when you got up out of bed, that you'll say, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. That we will shine the light in a world filled with darkness. That we will continue to be a beacon of hope and love and restoration for a world that so desperately needs it. Amen. And so together, I want us to renew that commitment through song. So Steve, if you'll come on up, if everybody will please stand. That the words are going to be on the screen. We're going to sing it. Why not sing it? That we together have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
Verses 1 and 3.
1 and 3. We might be doing 2, too. I didn't get to talk. Let's do them all. Why not? Church, let us decide together that we will faithfully and steadfastly follow Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.